At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that Rachel Wecht first shared on the podcast in June of 2010. Here's Rachel now with a story we call Breakfast.
I grew up in Minnesota, and in Minnesota, lots of people have cabins next to lakes. This is where you go on the weekend, up to the lake. My parents have a cabin in the center of the state on a little lake that was once used as a fish hatchery. Last winter, a few days after Christmas, my mom and dad and I decided to go to the cabin for a couple of days. Now, I love the cabin in winter. The entire lake freezes over and it's so thick that you can walk straight across it. So it's early in the morning, like about 6 or so, and I wake up and I go downstairs and my mother is already up and in the living room in her nightgown practicing her Tai Chi Cha. Now, Tai Chi is the martial art where every move is done like really, really slow. And she has all the curtains open, letting in as much light as possible. And she's going through her Tai Chi Cha moves, and she looks really, really cute. We're being quiet because my dad is still asleep, and we don't want to wake him up. So we're just being kind of quiet and chit-chatting about, you know, what we're going to do that day and how nice it is to be up at the cabin. I look out the window, and at the base of the window, in the snowbank, all of a sudden, out pops this tiny little brown field mouse. And I point, and I was like, oh my God, Mom, look at the mouse, look at the mouse. And as we're looking at this one little mouse sitting there, another one pops out. And then another one. And then another one. And then another one. Until all of a sudden, there's this like little pile of these brown field mice just kind of running around on top of the snow. And I'm thinking to myself, you see, this is why you have a cabin. This is why you get a cabin in the middle of the woods on a lake. It's for moments like this. It's for moments where it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's just you and your mom, and she's doing her Tai Chi Cha breathing, and you've got a good cup of coffee, and you can look out, and you can see the lake, and it's all frozen, and there's snow everywhere, and there's a pile of baby mice just playing outside your window. This is why you have this place out here, so you can just get away from it all and just enjoy the peace of nature, and it was so perfect. So we're watching these little mice play when all of a sudden and out of nowhere in swoops this bird, and he swoops in and he picks up one of the field mice and then flies away with it. And my mom and I are stunned, and we're standing there for a second, and I was like, was that a bird? And my mom's like, I think so. And then, whoosh, the bird appears again and grabs another mouse. And then all the mice start running around like crazy. And my mom and I are screaming and screaming because this bird just keeps going, whoosh, 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 and just coming in and picking up these mice one at a time. And my mom and I start yelling, get back in the hole, get back in the hole. And the mice are just blindly like running around in circles. And they're only like 2 inches away from the hole that they popped out of the snow. But for some reason, they couldn't remember where it was, or they're ignoring us and they wouldn't go back in the hole. And my mom and I are screaming, and this bird just keeps swooping in and swooping in and picking off these mice. And then like everything started happening in slow motion, and it's like I could see the terror on the little mice face, and I could see the bird swoop in and his claws extend and him grab a little body, and the little body's wiggling and trying to get out of the claws of this bird. And I feel like there should be things on fire in the background and machine guns and bombs going off and like some John Woo soundtrack and stuff, and it's just horrible. And my mom and I are just screaming and screaming, and are yelling, woke up my father, and he comes into the living room and he's yelling, what's wrong? What's wrong? And we're just pointing out the window yelling, get in the hole! Get in the hole! Stupid baby mice! And then it was all over. And they were all gone. And my mother and I stopped yelling. And we just stood there next to each other, looking at the empty patch of snow where the baby mice once played. And I was stunned. And I turned to my mom and I said, oh my God. And my mom says, well, that's nature for you, honey. Who wants pancakes?
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.